Welcome and thank you for standing by. All participants will be on a listen-only mode for the duration of today's conference. We will conduct a question-and-answer session at the end of this presentation. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. This conference is now being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the conference over to Ken Wang. Thank you. You may begin.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to this webinar for proposers for the 2016 Competition of the Integrated Strategies for Understanding Neural and Cognitive Systems, or NSF-NCS program. This is the second competition of this program involving four different directorates at NSF. My name is Ken Wang. I'm a program officer in the Directorate for Computer Information Science and Engineering. I'm here with my fellow program officers from the Directorates for Education and Human Resources, Engineering, and Social, Behavioral, and Economic Sciences. We're going to be introducing ourselves and what's new in the NCS programs. Then we'll take all of your questions, which you can submit as we go along, to ncs@nsf.gov. Today we're going to cover this program's scope and context, especially the four integrative themes around which it's organized, general emphases and limitations that you should keep in mind that apply across the whole program, and then we'll get into the specifics of both the integrative foundations and the Core Plus Supplements opportunities, what each of those proposal classes is about, and what you need to do to apply. Then we'll go through the criteria by which your proposals will be evaluated, and finally we'll be answering all of your questions, which again you can submit as we go along to ncs@nsf.gov. Before we get started, let me emphasize the importance of reading the solicitation at nsf.gov/ncs, as well as NSF's general guidelines, especially the grant proposal guide. Everything we're going to tell you today comes from those documents, and those are the documents that reviewers will read and by which your proposals will be judged. You can think of this webinar as a guided tour that hits a lot of the highlights, but not as a substitute for the solicitation or the grant proposal guide. Note that the grant proposal guide has recently been revised and that the newest version, NSF 16-1, will be in effect in January. Especially if you haven't applied recently to NSF, please take some time to go through the guidance on proposal preparation, including all of the recent changes. Please note in particular the requirements to discuss broader impacts in your project description and the absolute enforcement of hard deadlines at 5 p.m. to the minute and to the second of your local time on the deadline day. My colleague Alex Leonessa of the Engineering Directorate is going to tell you next about the overall context and scope of this program.
Good afternoon. I'm the Program Officer for the General and Age-Related Disability Engineering Program in the Engineering Directorate. As Ken mentioned, this is the second issuance of the NCS solicitation. It is one of several different activities of NSF which are related to the President's Brain Initiative and to the NSF's multi-year effort on understanding the brain. All of this is described on our website at nsf.gov/brain, and you'll see more information there about funding opportunities related to this broader effort, as well as workshops and other events that have been shaping our agenda. Some of these opportunities may be a good match for projects that you'd like to seek funding for, possibly in addition or instead to the NCS solicitation. So I definitely encourage you to have a look at the website to see what else is offered. The NCS solicitation is organized around four integrity themes. Each theme represents an emerging focus of multidisciplinary interest where innovative, integrative perspective can come together to have a major impact. We are looking for new integrative approaches that can capture these scientific opportunities and that could have a transformative scientific impact on the field and on a broad research community. We want to see projects that are bold and risky to go beyond what can be done in a single disciplinary approach to tackle challenges that would otherwise be intractable. This is not going to be business as usual. This proposal should bridge across different scales, levels of abstraction or level of analysis, and integrate across different disciplinary, methodological, or technological approaches. Our goal is to bring together and build on the leading edges of multiple scientific communities to bridge critical gaps and also to challenging existing paradigms. Through this program and the broader BRAIN effort, we are envisioning a connected portfolio of transformative, integrative projects that link investigators and communities to tackle the challenges of understanding the brain in action and in context. The four integrity themes this year include two that are continuing from the first competition, from last year's competition, and two new themes that I'll hand over to my colleague Laura Nemi to introduce. So the first theme, titled Neuroengineering, a Brain-Inspired Concept and Design, is focused on the confluence of new insights that are coming out of neuroscience and cognitive science on one end, and from a range of rapidly developing technology disciplines on the other side. The integration across these areas is leading to significant innovation inspired by the brain or directed towards the brain. This includes technology for imaging, sensing, recording, or affecting real-time brain activity and behavior, computing paradigms, brain-computer interfaces, augmented and adaptive systems, and other computational and bioengineering systems. We are looking for projects that bring in neural, cognitive, and technological perspectives together, synergistically, to advance these frontiers. The second theme is looking at individuality and variation at all scales of neural and cognitive processes. I'd like to emphasize that this is not only about individual differences among people or the diversity of cell types, but it's rather about how we analyze this kind of variability at all levels and come to understand their functional importance. So considering signals, representation, learning, development, individual, cultural, and group processes, and so forth, what are functionally important aspects of individuality and variation? What is the role of noise? Alongside the many domain-specific issues, what are some of the domain general statistical and modeling challenges? How do we explore, describe, and come to understand the role of naturally occurring variability? Both of these themes continue from last year. Now, Laura is going to talk about the next two new things.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Thanks,
Alex. Well. All right. I'm Laura Nemi, and I'm the program officer for the Developmental and Learning Sciences Program in the Directorate for the Social, Behavioral, and Economic Sciences. I'll be introducing the two new themes that we're rolling out this year. And if depending on the time, I may also be the one drawing your attention to a few important concerns to keep in mind. In almost every area of cognitive science and neuroscience, we're familiar with the inevitable oversimplifications involved in trying to study inherently complex phenomena, particularly in controlled lab settings. The third theme that we're introducing for the first time this year is on cognitive and neural processes in realistic, complex environments. This is about moving beyond static artificial experimental settings and addressing the kind of complexity and interactions that we see in nature. This is not meant to be an exhaustive list, but here are a couple of examples of how this theme might play out. Adaptive processes during complex physical, social, and educational interactions, flexibility and contextual aspects of all kinds of learning, experimental paradigms that leverage immersive environments or other simulation or synthesis methods, and integrative approaches that involve mobile technologies or cyber-human interactions. And then the fourth theme is on data-intensive neuroscience and cognitive science. This builds on recent developments that are enabling data gathering and analysis on a very large scale and changing how neural and cognitive processes can be explored, modeled, and understood. As many of you know, the directors at NSF are all having their own big data initiatives, and this is the NCS's interest, way of manifesting interest in advancing knowledge in a more integrative way. Neural and cognitive data, of course, pose a lot of unique challenges, especially with respect to their scale and heterogeneity. Their complexity at the behavioral level, the cognitive, and the biological level, and the many different contexts that come into play when data are collected and used across broad communities. The research and innovation responding to this theme to enable large-scale analysis, modeling, aggregation, sharing, and open science should confront all of these complexities and should be driven by the goal of neural and cognitive discovery that especially requires data-intensive approaches to succeed. A across all four of the themes, we're interested in general advances in theory and methods, in technological innovation, in educational approaches, in enabling research infrastructure, and in workforce development. Many of the research activities that you all may have in mind can dovetail with related infrastructure and training efforts. You're encouraged to leverage existing standards, frameworks, platforms, or resources, and to build on those associated infrastructures as appropriate. Yes? Okay, my colleague Greg Fest-Sullivan is now going to tell you a bit more about some of the important emphases and limitations that apply to all of the themes and all the proposal classes of this competition.
All right. Thanks, Laura. I'm Greg Solomon from the Education and Human Resources Directorate. And as Alex and Laura mentioned, everything submitted under the solicitation needs to be relevant to one or more of the intricate themes. But it's not enough to say that a topic or method is related. There are many different ways that you could be working on an engineered system, dealing with variability, looking at complex behavior, or working with a lot of data. What we need to know is how your project is going to push the frontiers along one or more of these dimensions. Your proposal needs to articulate how it will advance the foundations of one or more of the themes and what kind of impact it will have. Another important emphasis in the solicitation is on high-risk, high-payoff approaches. As investigators, you're going to have a lot of different project ideas in your head. Some of them are going to be solid, important, and maybe somewhat predictable, and probably some others that run off the beaten path in new directions that haven't been tried before. NSF considers risk in its portfolio across all of its programs, much as a financial analyst would. By risk, NSF doesn't mean that, for example, we question the abilities of the scientist or the scholar to do the work, but rather it's in an area where there might be a good, perhaps novel idea that simply might not work. Risk can be notoriously difficult to evaluate because most proposal writers tend to sweep it under the rug. We would rather that you make it explicit so that reviewers can understand the nature of the risks and potential rewards and how the investigators plan to manage these issues. Finally, we're looking for integrative approaches both in terms of the expertises and perspectives that are involved in these projects and the intellectual payoffs and community impacts that result from the projects. We want you to build on leading-edge research across multiple disciplines and to be proactive about having an impact on a broader intellectual community. Before we go into detail on the proposal classes that are available, I need to warn you of a couple of things. First, you can participate in only one proposal at most in 2016 fiscal year submitted to this program. That includes intricative foundations and Core Plus supplements. Second, your proposal needs to be consistent with the missions of the participating directorates, which for this year are computing, education, engineering, and social behavior and economic sciences. Finally, keep in mind that intricative foundations require that you have collaborations involving at least two investigators bringing together complementary expertise. That is not required for the Core Plus supplements. With that, Hector Muñez will give you some more background on each of the proposal classes in this solicitation. Hector,
thank you. Thank you, Greg. My name is Hector Muñoz Avila. I'm in the Division of Information and Intelligence Systems, where I manage the AI portfolio under the Robust Intelligence Program. There are three different proposal classes that are mentioned in the solicitation, each representing a different level of collaboration and coordination. As we have mentioned, there are two opportunities that are active in 2016. They are integrative foundations and Core Plus supplements. A third proposal class is anticipated, subject to availability of funds. Integrative frontiers will be intended to support larger, highly integrative projects that require multiple threads of integrative research in a sustained and coordinated effort. In the current competition, integrative foundations will be the largest proposal class available. These are for collaboration that will develop foundational advances that are deeply connected to a broad scope important research questions in cognitive and neural systems. Your proposal needs to demonstrate the transformative potential of your project idea, how it will advance the foundation of one or more teams, and also situate what you're proposing within a broader intellectual context of work that you will connect to and contribute to. These projects must involve collaborations of at least two investigators with distinct but complementary expertise. They are expected to range from $500,000 to $1 million in cumulative total cost over a 2 to 4 year award period. As needed, these projects can be explicitly built on another associated project or projects. For example, there could be a related infrastructure project or another research project that is synergistic with the project goals. You can see the solicitation in Section 5 for instructions on how to do that. For all of the Integrative Foundation projects, the letter of intent is required, due in just 2.5 weeks. Your letter of intent needs to be submitted in Fastline and must include all of the basic information on who's involved in your proposal, what the project is to be about, in a way that conveys major innovation and integration of the project with enough details for us to start identifying reviewers, what team or teams are at risk, which participating directorate or directorates it is relevant to, why this doesn't fit in an existing NSF core program, and finally, a little bit about the distinct areas of expertise, approaches, or disciplines that you're bringing together, and a brief explanation that backs that up. You won't get any feedback on your letter of intent. We will use these letters of intent to start planning the reviewers and identifying appropriate panelists. Write your letters of intent with that purpose in mind. The proposal also has some special requirements. You must address the program's solicitation specific criteria in your panel summary, and you must include separately labeled sections within your project description that address a proactive strategy to maximize your project's integrative impact and the risk entailed by your project, how risk will be managed, and the relation between the risks and rewards at stake. If these requirements sections are missing, your proposal will be returned without review. There are additional important instructions in Section 5 of the solicitation. Please read those carefully. The other proposal class that we have available this year is called a Core Plus Supplement. This has a different purpose and requires some additional explanation. Historically, we have seen major advances in understanding the brain that come from fundamental contributions from other disciplinary communities. Within our different directors at NSF, we see a lot of ideas coming from in that have a potential to connect to significant new integrative opportunities in cognitive and neural systems. Note that this is to enable exploration of a new scientific direction. It is not to support a straightforward extension of an existing grant. The Core Plus Supplement is available for new and existing projects this year to provide additional funding to make those connections happen. It can be applied to new or existing proposals in size, EHR, or engineering directorates. The supplement can be as much as $200,000 in additional funds or up to 20% of an existing award, whichever is less. No letter of intent is needed, but you must contact your program officer in advance prior to submitting the supplement. To request a supplement as part of a new project, you will embed a request as a supplementary document that you send in along with your proposal to another primary program following the instructions in the solicitation. For an existing project, you can submit a separate supplemental funding request after discussing it with your program officer. Some items that will be useful for you to communicate to your program officer include how your supplement activity relates to your base project and what the new direction is, how it relates to one or more of the solicitation teams, the extent to which it is high risk, high payoff approach, and what you have in mind in terms of budget items and budget needs. Again, please contact your program officer in SIZE, EHR, or engineering before you submit this supplement request. Please also see the solicitation instruction for notifying us by email of your submission. Now we're going to discuss the evaluation criteria, and for that, let me turn to my colleague, Kate Arrington.
Thank you, Hector. Good afternoon. I am Program Officer for the Perception, Action, Cognition Program in the Division of Behavioral and Cognitive Sciences. All of the program goals that we have been talking about get incorporated into the review and decision process via the merit review criteria that are described in Section 6 of the solicitation. As with all NSF proposals, your proposals under this solicitation will be considered according to NSF's standard intellectual merit and broader impacts criteria. Intellectual merit refers to the proposal's potential to advance scientific knowledge, and broader impacts refers to potential to benefit society beyond the purely intellectual impacts. These could include educational impacts, impacts on diversity, or in many cases, technological, medical, or other types of impacts that are broadly beneficial to society. In addition to these standard criteria, the solicitation lays out several considerations that are relevant to a proposal's integrative value and transformative potential. Whether it is bold, potentially risky, and going beyond a typical disciplinary approach. Whether the proposal advances the foundations of one or more of the themes. The extent to which it builds effectively on deep, complementary expertise and will contribute to a broader intellectual context. Whether it is effectively crossing temporal or spatial scales, levels of abstraction, levels of analysis, or disciplinary, methodological, or technological approaches. How it will advance theory, methods, or educational approaches, or significant technological innovations. What kinds of resources will come out of the project, and how they can benefit research and education communities at large? And how will it contribute to development of an interdisciplinary cognitive science, neuroscience, neuroengineering, and education research workforce? All of these are considerations you should keep in mind to determine whether or not this solicitation is right for you. We hope we've given you background that you can use to determine the appropriateness of this solicitation and to prepare and submit a competitive proposal. With that, we will move to the question period. Thank you for tuning in today.
Okay, we're ready if the moderator has access to go ahead and start posing some questions for us. Or maybe while we're waiting, have any come in over email? Go ahead and take your questions.
Yes. What costs are allowed in a subaward to a foreign university if it is awarded to a U.S. host university?
In this program, the NSF funds are not intended to go directly to support international partners. The expectation is that the NCS funds can go to supporting other cost elements for the international collaboration, such as supporting travel support for the U.S. Students, postdocs, and PIs. The international partners are expected to obtain support independently from their national or regional sources. In some exceptional cases, these, depending on the country, these the details might be a little bit different, and you can contact.
Other questions?
So, is this program suitable to fund development, fabrication of novel electro-optical gadgets for recording imaging manipulation of brain activity in mice? So this is both engineering and neuroscience.
As long as there's something novel going on in terms of the neuroengineering challenges, and also that is depending on close integration across disciplines to develop those kinds of things, then such research would be appropriate.
It's possible that part of what was embedded in that question was whether the species is important. And the answer to that question is no, as long as it's being used as a model to help inform our general understanding of the human brain and neural systems. More generally, that's perfectly appropriate. I think we've lost our moderator, huh? Okay. So those of you who were hoping to ask questions over the phone, we apologize. I'm not sure what happened with our moderator. If you do want to submit...
Yes, excuse me. If you would like to ask a question over the phone, please press star, then 1, and record your first and last name clearly when prompted. Again, if you would like to ask a question over the phone at this time, please press star, then 1, and record your first and last name clearly when prompted. One moment for your first question. Thank you.
Yes, I have an email question that came in that was asking whether the potential PI should contact a program officer prior to submitting a letter of intent.
That's certainly not necessary, but if you are unclear about the extent to which this is actually fitting the solicitation, you should certainly feel free to send an inquiry. In that inquiry, you want to make sure that you're clear about the things that we've talked about here in terms of how this is novel, how it is integrative, what roles different people on the project would play, and how and why it's not appropriate for one of the standing programs and really would need to go to this more integrative solicitation.
And should that question come in to a particular program officer, or should it come in to the NCF email?
It's probably best if you just send it to the NCF email address, because then it will be responded to most quickly.
We're all on deck and ready to respond at that point. Okay, do we have a question by phone?
Yes, thank you. We do have one question coming in from Bob Glidewell, so your line is open.
Thank you. I have a question that basically came from a faculty member. He was wanting a little more clarification on a transformative advanced description and on what you would classify as high payoff.
This is going to be a matter of the competitive review process. It's not really up to us to say that there's a particular threshold. The threshold is that you're doing it better than the other proposals are. So there's any number of possible transformative directions that people could propose along the lines of the themes that have been outlined.
So the burden is on the PI's team to make the case, both for how it's integrative and also how it's high payoff.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time, but once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then 1.
Okay. Are there other email questions?
So someone is wondering regarding proposals that were submitted last year, the last year program, can they still be submitted this year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no such thing as a revision at NSF. Every proposal is evaluated anew. Certainly, if you have submitted a proposal on a project and gotten feedback last year and you feel like that feedback is addressable and that you'd like to come in with a new proposal that's substantially revised from last year that addresses those concerns, we will be happy to see it again. And indeed, many wonderful proposals were not funded last year, and we hope that those will come back.
I see another question here about the Core Plus supplement. The question is, are those going to be reviewed by panel, similar to the integrated proposals, and are they decided on a similar timeline?
The Core Plus supplements, in many cases, it will be sufficient to review them internally. We expect that we will be able to review those and make decisions probably on a somewhat faster basis than for the normal proposals. It will depend in part on the number of inquiries we get and the availability of funds.
And we should also clarify that for those of you who are planning to put in a supplement accompanying a new full proposal, that process will be somewhat different because we will only be making supplements contingent upon an award. And so any supplemental funds for the special Core Plus extension that we would provide would only be available if you were successful in the regular standing program to which you submitted the full proposal. But those of you who are current PIs and planning to submit a supplement, that's going to be a little bit more of an expedited process.
There's a question regarding how the applications are valued in this initiative. Is it recommended to focus on several potential applications, or one could be sufficient?
Several applications in terms of...
Are we talking about broader impact here, or are we talking about actual products of the research?
It's not that much.
Okay.
Okay.
If we're talking about the broader impacts, then you want to showcase whatever sort of broader implications that there might be and, you know, mention those accordingly. If we're talking about actual... products or outputs from the research activity, again, this is about making a case for what's high impact and high payoff. If a single outcome from a project is going to be high payoff on its own, then make that case, and that's sufficient. You don't need to have multiple pieces that you're anticipating.
I'm not sure if I'm interpreting the question correctly or not. Another possibility is that the questioner was asking about relevance to one or more themes, and I don't know if that was the intent, but these proposals, they can be directed towards a particular theme. A lot of the themes are related to one another, so there are going to be natural relationships among proposals and one theme being somewhat responsive to another as well. And all that is fine. There's no preference one way or the other, as long as there's a good research focus and it's going to have transformative impact.
A questioner also has an additional point asking that all proposals at NSF have to be innovative, integrative, and have a high payoff. And so do these particularly have a unique component in the collaborative aspect?
So it's not the case that all proposals to NSF need to be integrative in the sense of bringing together two completely independent methodological approaches or scales or levels of analysis. It's certainly the case that we expect that proposals will be high impact. The difference here is that we are wanting to see new, wacky ideas, things that are coming out of a collaboration that could not be done with a group of collaborators from a single disciplinary approach. Or methodology or discipline, and that it should be high risk. And so we are looking for things that may or may not be successful, but are very compellingly motivated and would be incredibly impactful if they were successful. So I think the high risk, high payoff is the important thing to underscore there. Did you want to add anything?
Perfect.
So a couple questions have come in asking about the relationship between this program and programs ongoing at NIH.
Well, there are a number of programs that have come out from NIH, and a lot of them, I think, are building on you know, trends that are just and opportunities that are presenting themselves to the field. This program has a particularly broad interdisciplinary focus to it. As was mentioned, even your projects that you submit to this program could build on a project that was funded by another program. So there could very well be some synergies that you could exploit.
I think with respect to the behavioral sciences side of things, which would encompass sort of the SBE and education folks, I think the primary difference here is that we're generally looking for things that are less health-oriented and more basic research-oriented. There are a few exceptions in terms of some programs in engineering, for example, that are partnering to try to help with, you know, contributing to folks with various disabilities, et cetera. But in general, the health focus is not going to be as predominant from the behavioral side of things. It's certainly the case that proposals will go into both NIH and NSF in general and be successful in both places, but the framing for a proposal coming in here, you would want to attend carefully to our solicitation and the solicitation-specific criteria and make sure you're hitting all those high points in a way that would be very different from the priorities of a proposal submitted to NIH.
And just to add on a similar point from the perspective of computing and engineering, the emphasis on the NSF side will be where's the novel computing advance, where's the novel engineering innovation, and so forth. So the focus will be somewhat different in terms of what's predominantly valued.
Alex, my colleague from engineering, has just reminded me to be explicit about the fact that we do not support any clinical studies. No clinical studies. Any other questions on the phone?
Yes, thank you. We do have a question coming from Rashmi Jha. Ma'am, your line is open.
Hello. My name is Rashmi Jha, and I'm calling from the University of Cincinnati. My question is regarding the supplement again. So does the award have to be from this program to get the supplements, or can it be related to any projects from engineering or other divisions?
Yeah, it's the supplement opportunity is open to all projects that are managed by the Computer Science Directorate, Engineering, or the Education and Human Resources Directorate. So it doesn't have to be related to this this program. In fact, most likely it wouldn't.
Okay, and so so we need to discuss the supplement option with the program director who is managing that award first.
Yes, that's what I would recommend.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question over the phone lines, please press star, then one. At this time, there are no further questions.
Like we don't have any other questions. We've got one more coming in.
One just came in. And it regards the budget and duration of this proposal. Can you speak very briefly to where to find that in the solicitation?
For the Integrative Foundations projects, the budget is between $500,000 and $1 million in cumulative total costs. And that can be spread across anywhere between 2 and 4 years. For the Core Plus supplements, the total is up to $200,000 or 20% of an existing award, whichever is smaller.
If you look at the award information section of the solicitation, most of the questions of that nature are going to appear in excruciating detail in the solicitation. We both want to make sure you have all that information in writing and are required to provide it. Okay. Sounds like no more email questions. So last chance for either an email or a phone in query.
One moment, please. We do have a question that just came in from Stephen Greening, so your line is open.
Hi. In terms of the integrated aspect, a lot of departments and faculties now have kind of grown in their diversity from multiple perspectives. Is it reasonable to integrate integrate within kind of a faculty in terms of bridging between people with different kind of methodological approaches?
Absolutely. In fact, that's one of the easiest ways, I think, for these kinds of collaborations to come about. We recognize that what one's training is doesn't necessarily reflect what department one ends up in, and in point of fact, people who have the same degree label may be using wildly distinct kinds of methodological approaches or levels of analysis, and so that's certainly an appropriate opportunity to take advantage of the solicitation.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time.
Last call.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for tuning in today. If you have further questions, please feel free to reach out to us at mcs@nsf.gov, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.